You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
Hey everyone, it's that time of the week again. I've got him back in the studio the first time for the year. You're there on the line, Steve. It's whatever happened to.
I am here. I'm in the wilds of Torquay, would you believe?
Yeah, and I should point out that we recorded this last year, I can say. We recorded it on Thursday, so just a few days ago, but it was last year.
Yeah, that's right. And the weather here is a lot cooler than it is in Shepparton, I can assure you.
Yeah, I know. It's quite hot here and you're enjoying Torquay. You're making me jealous. But did you have a nice Christmas?
Yeah, it went okay. And we got some good reports back from a few people about our show last week. So that was very nice to hear all that. And a few people recognised a couple of those old, very old songs, which I didn't know about. So I was very happy with that.
That is good, yeah, and you're natural on the radio. I'll have to have you back here again.
Yeah, we won't make it too often because people might get bored with the format, Josh, but I'll be very happy to do it in a few months' time again.
I'll be happy to have you back, as long as everyone's keeping safe, of course. But, well, who you got for me this week to start the new year?
Well, this person is responsible for probably in my top 5 to top 10 songs of all time. So I'm very pleased to say that it's Verdell Smith, a name which will be very familiar to a lot of people.
Yeah, and the great song Tar and Cement as well.
That's correct. But before we start talking about Verdell Smith, then I might add that a lot of the information came from an interview which we were able to, I was able to locate under the references for looking up Verdell Smith on Wikipedia. I might wish to talk about a fellow called Paul Vance. Now, Paul Vance, he was a songwriter, and he was born November 1929 in Brooklyn, and Josh, you'll be pleased to know he's still alive at 92.
Oh, wow, and he's sounding good. I listened to that interview. When was that interview?
That interview was back in about 2008.
Okay. Well, he sounded good then. It was a while ago now.
Yeah, but he's still going all right, evidently.
Yeah.
He along with a fellow by the name of Lee Pockris, P-O-K-R-I-S-S, they actually teamed together and co-wrote some songs which a lot of people will also be familiar with, like Catch a Falling Star with Perry Como. That was 1957. Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny, everybody knows the rest of that song, by Brian Hyland, 1960. And another song called What Will My Mary Say by Johnny Mathis in 1963. And there's quite a lot of others too, which I won't mention here. But you can both find looking him up on Wikipedia. But the main reason I didn't mention Paul Vance's name is that it's, as I said earlier, is responsible for one of my top 10 probably all-time favourite songs, and Tar and Cement by Verdell Smith, which was in 1966.
It's a great song.
I think it's a fantastic song. You might be interested in the origins of this, Josh, and listeners. It was actually an Italian hit song written by a fellow by the name of Adriano Celentano, and it was also covered in Europe by French singer Francois Hardy. Now, Vance and Pockris were asked to put English lyrics to this song, and basically the rest is history. But before we go any further, I might have a bit of a mention about Verdell Smith, and to say that it's hard to find too much information about our friend Verdell because there's very little on Wikipedia. But we were very fortunate in the fact that in the references in Wikipedia there was an interview with Verdell Smith by a couple of gentlemen from the ABC called the Baldies, who delighted in tracking down artists of yesteryear. And they opened an interview that we listened, well, Josh and I have heard it, and I dare say a few other people might have heard it already, was recorded back in 2008.
Well, yeah, I should point out that you sent me the link, and I played the interview with Paul Vance, and I thought that was it, but I didn't realise there was an actual interview with Verdell. I missed that, but I'll go back and listen, but you can tell me more.
Yeah, well, it's quite interesting to actually hear her voice because I've never actually heard her in anything but Tar and Cement. Now, what I did find out, though, and this is shortening it, tracing a fair bit of what Verdell Smith said. She indicated she was born in a place called Absecon, A-B-S-E-C-O-N, in New Jersey, and she had 5 brothers and 3 sisters. she sang in a church choir, but her parents had both involved in quartets, male and female quartets, and actually got together and produced 9 kids. And Virgil indicated the singing, and from then on the singing was in her blood. She actually did an audition as she moved to New York, and didn't exactly say what year, but she was about 24, 25 at the time. And Paul Vance and Pocus were doing auditions for a particular song, or a particular song that they wanted a certain style to be a person to have. Anyway, she succeeded. She sang about 2 bars of a song called Cry Me a River, and then Vance said, well, that's exactly who we want. And so she recorded a song called In My Room. Now, In My Room was a Spanish song, which was, the English lyrics were made by, transposed the English lyrics by Vance and Pocus. And this particular song was also on an album, and I've got this particular album by the Walker Brothers, called, the song's called In My Room, and the Walker Brothers put it on an album, and Nancy Sinatra's also got it on an album of hers. Now, this particular song was quite successful in the US. It reached number 16. Didn't do anything anywhere else. But then along came an album after that, which was called Alone in My Room, which was reasonably successful from what I can gather. Now, Terrence Stint followed this particular song, and this song was actually quite amazingly successful in Australia, but actually nowhere else. It only reached about number 38 in the US, but of course was number one here in Australia in 1966. Now, Virgil Smith indicates that she wasn't aware that this particular song was so successful in Australia until, as only mentioned it in the interview, which was 2008, that someone had told her a couple of years, a waitress that served her had talked to her about the song, and told her that it had reached number one in Australia. Well, she was fairly surprised about all this and didn't know anything about how good, big a hit it was here. But she then went on to talk about that she got a bit disenchanted with the music industry as it was and was seeking a change in direction, and went to Paul Vance and indicated to him that she didn't want to pursue a singing career. So she went, and actually, having a spiritual background with her parents being involved in church choirs, etc., she went and joined a seminary and realised that what she really wanted to do was something spiritually satisfying. So she went and became a minister, which was quite a change from being a pop singer or a singer of some sort back in those days. And she also worked with children and retired from that particular calling in 2007. One other story which I will relate, and people can certainly, and they listen to this interview, goes for about 10 minutes, I'm only paraphrasing a fair bit of this, but she indicated quite remarkably that she went back to her old hometown quite before that, and everything had been, the whole city had been reconfigured, so she got quite lost whilst walking around there, which is certainly quite interesting in view of the fact that Terrence Cement talks about that very same thing. So, Josh, that's pretty much the story about Virgil Smith. As I said earlier on, we probably got more information about her than we thought we probably would. Very pleased to be able to listen to that interview 2 or 3 times and be able to hear her story.
Yeah, and if people go onto her Wikipedia page, the link's down the bottom, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the one. Then there's two
in references, there. Yeah. Whatever.
One relates to Paul Vance, yeah. Whatever Happened to Virgil Smith is actually the title.
Yeah, it's quite appropriate. That was amazing, I thought. I noticed that.
Yeah, so there's an interview with Paul Vance and also with Virgil Smith. So if the listeners are interested, they can certainly go on and hear that themselves. But Josh, Terrence Stint certainly my number one selection there by a fair way.
Yeah, and here is Tar and Cement by the great Virgil Smith. That was Tar and Cement by the great Virgil Smith.
And what a great song it is, Josh.
It is a great song, yeah. And what were the other two you wanted to hear?
Well, very much we might as well go back to where it all started for her, which was In My Room. It's quite an interesting song. And I was interested that the Walker Brothers actually recorded it, because that, to me, would be very much a Scott Engel Walker type song, which is a fairly sad, lonely, morbid type song. So that's quite an interesting song. It's quite an interesting song. And the other two, well, I think we probably should dedicate to perhaps Pocris and Vance and have and Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny, etc.
Yeah, Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny by, written by Paul Vance. And who's it by?
Brian Hyland does Itsy Bitsy and Perry Como does Catch a Falling Star.
Yeah, it's a good song, Catch a Falling Star, and we'll play it right after the break on 1FM. But anything else you got to say, Steve?
No, except that for listeners, you and I have had a great time this year, Josh, with our little segment, and I hope it continues into the new year. We just hope that the new year brings a bit better lifestyle for most people in light of what we've all had to put up with for the last couple of years. And I'd like to wish all the listeners that particular scenario, and that we can continue to do our show throughout 2022, Josh, and provide the listeners with some interesting information and some good music.
Yes, me too. And thanks for all your support through 2021, and we're now into 2022, and hope it continues.
My word, Josh, and thank you for that, and we'll look forward to plenty more of whatever happens to.
Yeah, take care, Steve, and I'll talk to you next week.
All the best, Josh. Thanks for that. Bye.
Thank you.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.